the empty seat remains unoccupied beside me. Someone drops her glance in a momentary eye contact. There is subtle vibration all around me. The residue of the city moves backward behind the soundproof glass. Dark and heavy clouds of the day cannot hide its gloom. In order to strike up conversation with someone sitting opposite to me, I drop a hint. In response, the face turns opaque. Usual look of people is fixed on nowhere, as if they wait for a catastrophe. The shared space of the cubicle is in essence speechless. Absence of any preconceived dialogue in these respective faces renders an environment of soliloquy. The sporadic announcements make people focus intensely on the disembodied voice itself, but it disappears, leaving some evaporating information. How do the boy and the woman sitting opposite think about each other? Their numbed glances say that they are completely oblivious of each other's presence, as if separated by a pane of glass and joined by loneliness. The young woman takes away her glance from the child to reduce her mindfulness into an open book lying in her lonely lap. Interaction comes to a standstill. Air doesn't carry the smell of adjacent bodies. Someone turns a page of the moment, and another moment enters into the proximity of the faces, as isolated and dead, reflecting only the recurring movement of the compartment. I do not wait for the next stop. I no more wait for the coming of somebody to sit beside me. Your eyes bring memories of unknowledgeable depth of the sea, and the space between your eyebrows speaks of the distant thunder. There, in silence, blue and purple-colored water stands still, the affectionate wind. Ebb and flow of the air rearranges your hair now and then. At the doorstep of your lips, a curious butterfly comes and tries to read today's news. Something you say, and the alphabets of your words start to fly away towards the sea. Their meanings cannot be grasped. By the gesture of your hands, you suggest something. What can be understood by it is a gentle reminder that dinner is served on the table. The marks on your forehead tell the story of a nomadic tribe that travels through the Amazonian forest in the depths of the Middle Ages. Once known, the hidden corners of your neck could be the expanded sights that allow for observing the transition within a silent landscape. At this moment, you are sitting on a chair, and your hair is moving with the winter air. The window shows outlines of a rainy, sleeping city. The table covers the circle of light, that only the chosen ones can know and listen to. How to respond to the call of time, fragmented between dust, smoke, and the smell of the gunpowder. Sound connects the visibly unmovable objects and surfaces with an unemotional embrace. Often, the present moment longs for a restoration of the bits and pieces of withering memories retrieved from times passed away. The ebb and flow of time do not necessarily follow a linear trajectory. Within the realm of contemplation, one moment is oblivious of the other, or compulsively and excessively obsessed with another. The random recurrence of moments does not follow the normative footsteps our forefathers may have asked us to remember. As the bell moves, the vibration carries all these multiple possibilities of connecting and transcending the present moment for a non-existent future. In between the pause of one sound and the other, the smell of the gunpowder diffuses in the landscape. The intriguing emergence of fear and longing replaces the indolence of the recollection. The call of time, therefore, cannot remain unemotional. It is personalized and allowed to generate a base frequency of existence. My eyes step out of myself and stand apart, questioning my presence. The gaze seems like a ruthless sword shining under a mellow sun. My ears disentangle themselves from the ego and tend to float around my head. Their silence appears oppressive and alienating. I do not know what they hear, as they don't seem to listen to the monologue that my embodied self aims to develop. As the disembodied eyes and ears meet halfway in the heavy air of today, their mutual disregard for each other and the irreparable dissonance in their encounter become apparent. Henceforth, the body that connected them previously now fails to comprehend the ensuing conversation across the disenchanted sense modality. My listening ability is unsettled and displaced by a shrill monotone that persists over a long duration. As time passes, the monotone pervades and engulfs the disintegrating body through a process of normalization. The eluding history of sound is embedded in the silence of the sounding object. The ambient architecture of time unfolds in these in-between spaces. Ghostly remnants of voices deceased long ago now circle around the oblivion of the present moment. Primordial surfaces that survived the humanly celebration of forgetting still absorb the recurring shadows of sound. Stream of water does flow. Abandoned air echoes inside the unfinished dome of disappearing prospect. One who steps into this maze of coalescing time is greeted with an acoustic mirror. Every voice uttered and every breath exhaled reflects back again and again to haunt the brewing of ever-present memories. Sounds do not want to leave the circle around the solitary self like hungry balls of fire. As one sound tends to eat the other, together they explode inside the listening mind as triggers for awe, fear, and hallucination. The reverberation then captures the body like an expanded flame. The reclining figure cannot disengage from the reenactment of sounding as a hyper-listener. It starts participating in the tragic rituals of echolocating the end. The shoreline where the vibrating city meets the indolent sea imperceptibly disappears. It is replaced by a longish line of migrating bodies walking towards the center of the city. All these people are without clothes and belongings. Each of their tired steps makes a violent mark on the sand. The sea is boiling in the scorching sun. Its skeleton is gradually becoming visible, consisting of dead coral reefs, residues of shipwrecks, and piles of bones of deceased schools, of fishes, sea creatures, and monumental carcasses of whales. Surveillance helicopters circle over the city to observe and construe today's news. Heartbreakingly indifferent clouds leave shadows over the lowly flying drones generating data. From a number of windows, smoke comes out. It is followed by the smell of burning tires. Elderly citizens wait on the balconies for a telephone call to evacuate their houses. One can hear religious chants and prayers, adding a layer of surrender to the fragile atmosphere. All electrical machinery start reverberating in a minor chord. Thank you. the god of war has descended on the earth. Roars of a military machine tear apart the fragile fields and the mourning grasslands. Dispersing smoke covers the evening sky as the timid flocks of birds start falling on the ground, half dead, in fear and trauma like autumnal leaves. Waves in the sea swell in excitement. Blousy water eats out the entire seashore. There is a strong smell of burnt wood and ammunition suspending throughout the landscape in deep coma. Standing by the window, I rest my right hand on my left breast, and I can hear the rapidly vibrating flow of blood oscillating in a fragile rhythm. Sighs of living home and the homecoming song intersect in the middle of a frenzied rail station. The ebb and flow of the errant figures are woven together by a major chord of the train's whistle and the gargles of the engine, anticipating a specific departure, an imagined arrival. For some who just left home, objects are remnants of the household left behind. They augment their forward moving with nostalgia of the home. Tiffin box, water bottles, room keys, plastic packet with whatnot. For those who are coming home, the anticipation for a gate to the house, a darkening view of the house garden in the late evening, the open door with loved ones waiting eagerly, a dinner table with supper waiting as well. All these images tone down their excited nerve with hope and anticipation. For the few others who have nowhere to go, the train window becomes a refuge. As passing landscapes, country roads, forests, and small towns move away behind, they tend to fall asleep at the corner, vibrating with the windowpane. water splashes on the jetty since medieval times. The sound of this primordial contact between nature and culture cannot make me forget that some people didn't keep their words to me. The unkempt city is slowly drowning. The water level is rising with each passing moment. The words that were not kept, the faces that turned away, the bird that never returned to the house garden. All these worldly imperfections are weighing heavily on the decks of the motorboats. The misgivings of the city dwellers have piled up to make the dustbins at the street corners spilling over. Water is flowing through the darker corners of the city, bringing up skeletons of failed marriages, unborn babies, love letters thrown away, unmade beds and pillows, all floating in the knee-deep water, reborn for further speculation. People who didn't keep their words to the city now rush to jump into a motorboat to escape the city's rebirth as a heartbroken wasteland. All the people passing through the skyscrapers are solitary objects. If they could touch each other, objects would merge and vibrations generate from this encounter. But these figures are not moving away from their own shadows. The traffic lights blinker in an algorithm. People stop and start in a rhythm that is controlled by an autonomous system of governance. Some in the crowd may follow their own footsteps, perhaps lost in their musings. The surveillance cameras look at these wayward movements and whisper in their ears to follow the straight line. The numb and thoughtless glances cross the street so effortlessly. Once who fail, their songs fly away over the city lines as birds migrate but have forgotten the address of their home. The resonant loneliness flies above the city, disengaged from the urban here and now and projects alternative personal history.
Mm-hmm.